Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for coming on down to downtown LA. I know there's a little bit of rush hour traffic. I had fun with that. My name's Jeff Penfield from 88.5 FM, as you know. Thank you so much for your support of the station, and thank you so much for always being there and listening and supporting what we do. We're non-commercial radio here throughout all of Southern California now, hooray, after we had our big signal expansion. But we're all here today for a really cool artist, a guy who's had a lot of buzz over the last few years, and now he's going to be releasing an album soon. So everybody, will you welcome to the stage Will Toledo of Car Seat Headrest. So it's Car Seat Headrest. New album is called Twin Fantasy. Kind of new, I guess, because you're going back and re-recording it. But I just kind of wanted to step back for a second and talk about a song that you re-recorded as well before you even were going on this album, because you did the same thing with Drunk Driver's Killer Whales. What, with that particular song, what was the reason why you stepped back so soon and decided to do it, to remake that one?
Oh, you mean for the single version?
For the single version, yeah.
Because it was a single version.
Yes. Not the whole album, just the song.
Right. Yeah. We had to cut it to 3:30 to fit on the radio. And they sent me an edit, like, just going off the album version, which I didn't like. So I felt like we could do it better if we just rewrote the whole thing, re-recorded it. And that's what we did. We're not very good with requests.
Thank you. proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers.
You know what? Trying to take that particular song the way it was, because the original was six something, I think.
It was twice that. Yeah,
yeah, and it was like, you want to try to put it down to that long? It's like, that doesn't sound right, especially for that song.
Yeah, yeah, so it required some rewriting, which I'm always down to do. I kind of see it as a challenge, but better to make it kind of a different song than just snip away all the good parts.
And now with this one, you kind of took it to the next level in doing a whole entire album. And this is one that, you know, I think for certain fans who have known you from the early days when they first discovered you online, like, this is one of the first albums that really got people to know you. Why did you decide to step back and start working on this one all over again?
Well, I figured, you know, as you said, it gained some measure of popularity, and it never got a physical release or anything. There was a cassette, but that was pretty much it. And I figured, you know, once I got signed, that would probably be a reissue that would be happening at some point. But I didn't, you know, I kind of wanted to redo it properly if that was going to happen. I didn't want to just put it out on a wider scale without sort of revisiting it and you know, doing it the way that I wanted to do it in 2011, but couldn't really do because I didn't have the resources.
And so when you started re-recording these songs, were there any goals? Like, were there certain things that you were like, you know what, overall, I definitely need to have, you know, the drums sound a little differently, or the vocals? Were there certain things that you were like, these are kind of the important parts that I need to improve upon?
Yeah, well, I talked some about this with our engineer, Adam, and we kind of agreed we wanted to sort of keep the layered density of it and then sort of add space to it. You know, the original version is very, very condensed, very straightforward, and it gets a little tiring to listen to after a while. So we wanted to kind of space everything out so that it it kind of had an environment and a room to it. So yeah, it was just kind of balancing those two elements of density and space.
hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And I will never see the light that I see shining in your eyes. You just want to see me naked, so I'll hold my breath, I'll hold my breath, I'll hold it, hold my breath, I'll hold.
Here's a song called Bodies.
Shoulder! But I know that you don't care a lot. As long as we move our bodies around a lot, we'll forget that we forgot how to talk. When we're dead, when we're dead, when
Are there any songs in particular that, as you reworked them, they almost kind of changed meaning? Because, you know, you originally recorded them back in 2011. Mm. Now that you revisit them now when you're recording it 2017, now it's 2018, you know, were there songs that kind of changed meaning as you worked on them?
Yeah, definitely. Before we even started recording, for about 6 months, I was just kind of brainstorming ways to sort of restructure it, rewrite some of the lyrics that I was less fond of. And, you know, it was kind of a chance to, I guess I kind of see it, you know, like there's a novel and then there's a film adaptation of it. And you have a chance to do something different when you can adapt something like that. So I just, I wanted to give it its own message and its own meaning.
And for you, was there any particular song that was difficult to go back on, like whether it was, you know, trying to update it for 2017 or even just lyrically revisiting something that you wrote at that time?
Well, honestly, for every single song on that record, there was a point where it's like, this is going to be the worst song on the record. I can't make it sound good. But we just kept pushing and pushing, and eventually I was happy with everyone. Sober to Death, the lyrical content on that, it was very of its time in 2011 and sort of reflected some more toxic elements of a relationship. And I think it is what it is, but it's not the most comfortable I am singing a song. So live, we combine it with a Neil Young song that kind of gives it a different perspective on it.
Goodbyes, they ain't bad stories. You can text me. turns you on. We have breakdowns, and sometimes we don't have breakdowns. I wanna hear you go inside. Words, just, ah, 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 ah. Cause I'll be standing in the crowd. Check it out. She worried about a thing. Cause I'll be standing in the crowd. Check it out.
Just one final question for you. You know, this is an album that a lot of people, this was how they were introduced to Car Seat Headrest. This is their first taste was Twin Fantasy. Is there any concern with, you know, you're reintroducing it to these people? A, have you heard any feedback from the songs that are out there? Mm-hmm. B, are you kind of concerned or are you kind of curious to see how people will react to the songs now that they're completely redone?
Yeah, well, luckily the album leaked last weekend, so we've already gotten some feedback on it, and everybody likes it. So I think people were hesitant just hearing individual songs, but it is something that really, I think, comes together when you hear the whole thing. So far, people have enjoyed it.
And for you, I'm sure it's, you know, that was in its time space, and now this is in a different time and space where it still has the same it still has strong meaning, and it's still Car Seat Headrest. It's just the songs from that time in a different era, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, I think even at the time I was sort of writing about it as if I was removed from it, as if I was looking at it from a third-person perspective. So it was kind of easy to do that again, I think, and just it was a slightly different third-person perspective because I'm slightly different as a person.
All right. Well, thank you, Will, for taking time to talk about the album. Car Seat Headrest is here playing songs from Twin Fantasy.
All right, we've got one more for you. You comfortable doing the Devo?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're not going to play this tonight. We usually, as in the zero times we've played this, we're saving this for festivals usually, but we'll play it right now.
Yeah. shouted, I said, yeah.
He said, yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah.